The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
They had every chance to win that series. There's just 0 for 27. That's it. I don't care who you are. You missed 27 straight three-pointers. You're not beating anybody. And when they were having success driving to the basket, that was the one thing that kind of frustrated me. It's like, okay, this isn't working.
But you're missing open looks.
37 missed threes.
Yeah, 7 of 44. Do you know how hard it is to only make 7 of 44?
It's tough.
You have to try to miss.
Yeah.
And you'd still make one by accident.
Capella has fierce value in what he does and what he does for you. They should know whether he is capable of improving even more. If he improves along the same trajectory that he has in the last couple of seasons, you pay him. And Ryan Anderson, like, you do whatever you can to move that money, that player, because his first game of the season, he thought he was important. By the end of the season, if he weren't on the roster, it wouldn't hurt.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. Pretty much all Rockets the first hour, and then bounced around a little bit the last hour with some talk about Jong's wedding, which we're all very proud of the young man and young lady, and just some general nonsense. And then Jerome did a lot more Rockets. So I think we've covered the Rockets. Feel pretty good about
that. I think so.
Are you paying attention to this Roseanne Barr thing?
Oh, yeah.
What are your thoughts on this? If you missed it, they've canceled Roseanne because she tweeted out in response to Valerie Jarrett, who is a former aide to President Obama, quote, Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals VJ for Valerie Jarrett.
Here's the thing about Roseanne. No one is surprised that Roseanne said this. So while everyone's like, oh, great job, ABC, for firing her for that racist stuff, this isn't the first time anyone has accused Roseanne of being racist.
Yeah.
So let's also recall that ABC hired basically a known racist chick. But I do think it, I mean, it's, listen, in Hollywood, in show business, you only get a certain amount of chances.
Yeah, and the show was successful.
I'm telling you. And Roseanne got a second chance, a new lease on life on her career, and threw it away. Not only did she throw it away, she threw it away with, I mean, for all the other people on her show too.
Yeah, although a couple of people had already said they were quitting before the show was canceled once the tweets came out, and I'm sure they had to deal with crap on set from her if she's that. But yeah, thing is, I always say, if you're trying to be funny and you miss on something, that's okay. But then there's some things.
I mean, that's just, there's no.
You just can't do, right?
Like, what's the joke?
Yeah. There's nothing funny about it. But here's my favorite part is that there are now conservative people coming out saying that they should cancel Bill Maher because he compared the president to an ape.
Okay.
Actually, what he did was he made a bit about his orange hair and compared him to an orangutan and showed a picture of an orangutan and Donald Trump. That's exactly the same thing, right?
That's pretty much the same. Here's the other thing. Bill Maher works for a network that doesn't have advertisers.
Yeah.
So if you want to punish Bill Maher, cancel HBO.
Yeah.
I won't.
No, me either.
What am I going to do? Act like a peasant and not have HBO?
Yeah, there's nothing racial at all about Bill Maher's joke.
No.
But to try to compare those two is kind of silly. Says, this guy who's friends with Donald Trump Jr. Wait, Bill Maher makes comparisons to Trump being a gorilla all the time? They get classified as jokes by the media, and he is, of course, allowed to keep his show and not have his life ruined? The difference? Bill Maher is a liberal. Roseanne is a free-thinking Trump supporter.
He's a free... She's a free-thinking...
Free-thinking Trump supporter.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. She did apologize, of course. I apologize. I'm now leaving Twitter. I apologize to Valerie Jarrett and to all Americans. I'm truly sorry for making a bad jokes about her politics and her looks. I should have known better. Forgive me. My joke was in bad taste.
Okay.
She sort of owned it.
Yeah. I forgive you. Because I don't really, I mean, it's a joke. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's just, A, it's not funny, and B, yeah, it's pretty bad. I mean, that's, and if I'm an ABC channel, well, and it's Disney, too, and keep that in mind, I don't want that kind of blowback from advertisers. And there's probably more to dealing with her going on than we know about, because they did it fast. It's like, oh, you did this? Okay, bye.
Short leash these days, man.
Yep, yep. I'm pretty sure I would not make a joke like that. So.
You're pretty sure you wouldn't, or you haven't?
No, I don't think I'd ever make a joke like that. I haven't compared the president to an orangutan either, though. So.
Well, no, I've not done that either.
713-780-ESPN. 832 says, only issue I have with this is Keith Olbermann puts out profane anti-Trump Nazi stuff and gets extended. Again, though, he's not on network. And that's a pay channel.
Yep.
And I don't even know where he is these days. I assume he's...
Yeah, I don't know.
Where is he? John, do we know where Keith Olbermann is these days? Is he still...
I don't watch MSNBC? Keith Olbermann.
I saw on Twitter that he was doing some stuff with ESPN, like making some guest appearances. So they might bring him back like they always do.
Interesting. Well, then, same parent company, but also cable. We have to pay way. See, now I have to pay for that damn ESPN Plus, which I'm really not happy about because I'm already spending a bunch on to have all these ESPN channels I don't need. Okay, so he regularly called Trump a Nazi on Twitter. Okay.
Never mind. I'm not
joking. No, listen, ESPN doesn't seem to have a problem with hiring people who go after Trump.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I heard Dimitri says sounds like a drunk tweet.
Yeah, probably
really bad
was.
One. Really bad one. What were you going to say?
I can't wait till there's a president in the office who's not going to be like, the country's going to be completely divided over, but I guess that probably will never happen again.
No, it's never going to happen. It's that's just what we are now. And be nice if there was somebody we could all get behind, but
yeah, there's no one.
Yeah, but that we can't even we can't even get behind one of two parties. I mean, we should have four or five parties to be honest. But it's. I can't fix it. I'm done worrying about national politics because I can't do a damn thing about it. Just going to focus on the local area and where I live. And
Sheila
those
Jackson. Your girl.
Yeah. Chris Paul will be playing game one, I'm told.
Of the finals?
Yeah. I think I read that on her tweet.
Okay.
So I've met her a couple times. I'm not going to get started. but I thought, for instance, when we had the election for mayor, I like both guys. I thought we had two pretty quality guys there. And, you know, there's still some things that need to be fixed that haven't happened. But, oh well. We also had a hurricane come through.
That's true.
Squeeze in a call before we go to break. Joe, you're on the Blitz. Go. Hello, Joe. All right, guess he's not there. Oh, well. We tried. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Haven't gotten a chance to mentioned the game one of the Stanley Cup last night. At least now I'll get to watch all the games. So don't have to worry about the Rockets being in there. But good win for the Golden Knights, considering their goalie was pretty leaky last night.
You know what? I didn't even know they won until
Rockets until this game morning. I didn't get on Twitter or anything because I didn't want to know. And yeah, because I had to watch a Rockets game. I wrote something, went to sleep, got up about 3 and watched a hockey game.
Yeah.
On record. So, but I stayed off of Twitter so I wouldn't know what happened. But fun game, man. And back and forth, a lot of scoring. And
so you watched the whole game?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
I did. I had a DVR'd.
Okay.
So I was able to scoot through the few commercials that they have in hockey.
And
the time between the periods.
Fleury was not on his A game?
He was not on his A game, and they still managed to win.
Okay.
There was one goal that they scored that probably shouldn't have been allowed because Reeves got away with a cross check, and it led to the goal. But that happens. I mean, the officiating in the NHL is not any better than any other league.
Were you on the over 9.5?
I was on the over 5.5.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So
10 goals.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But, yeah, I felt pretty good about that one when it was 2-2 after one. And, but yeah, both teams lit it up. Man, and somebody asked me earlier today, is that Vegas the best home ice / field / court advantage in sports right now? I don't know about that, but boy, I right now it's in the conversation with anybody you want to bring up. The Golden State in basketball, I think, is up there.
Yeah.
I think Boston Garden's up there. Obviously Seattle, the Seahawks,
Kansas City.
But man, for that place is just wild. All right, and man, it was back and forth and a lot of exciting hockey. We're going to take a quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25 or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Peyton Girl Texas says you can't call it racist if one old white man ranks on another old white man. What Roseanne said was about a woman of a different race. I agree. That's the key difference there. And then I was looking at what the guy said about Keith Olbermann. And I'm not a big Clay Travis fan because I think he goes out of his way to a lot of times. But he brings up some good points about Olbermann getting hired by ESPN. Because you know, he's got some tweets on here that are a lot worse than what Jemele Hill did. For instance, this is one that he shares. Bleep you. Real Donald Trump, Nazi bleep, Nazi racist, Nazi bigot, go bleep yourself, bleeping Nazi bleepers. I know you're doing a political show at the time and you've written a book about it, but if your ESPN isn't that, a little bit much.
I honestly just think that this Twitter is just not for everyone.
Yeah, and he also, of course, this is the same guy that wrote a book called Trump is Bleeping Crazy, This is Not a Joke.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, there you have it. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Astros underway. No score after a half inning. They threatened apparently in the first, but did not score. How good is Justin Verlander right now? We haven't had a chance to talk about that.
He's really good at sports.
Yeah.
Really good.
So, he says this is as well as he's pitched over an extended time in his career. And
yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen anything like it.
Yeah, I honestly, even going back to
I'm sure it's happened.
Yeah, the Randy Johnson 10-1 stretch was pretty impressive. And I'm sure, he won 24 games one year and an MVP, so I'm pretty sure he had a good stretch in that season or two. But, John's looking for your Astros. So, John, this was kind of a big deal a couple weeks ago. And I haven't heard anything more about it. But our lovely building here, there was a story saying that
asbestos.
It was going to be demolished for a potential residential mixed-use project within 5 years.
Oh, I got an email saying that's false.
Yes, that's fake news.
Well, I got the email, too, and then I kind of read through it. And it said, oh, no, that's not happening. There are no plans to do that. And it would be 5 years before we could.
But does that mean they're doing it in 5 years?
I think we have a 5-year lease here. And I think we're a pretty big client. So I don't know.
But you're gone next year anyway, right?
Yeah, you won't be a friend.
Well,
don't worry.
Not till 2020. First day of 2020.
You're out of here.
Yeah. Well,
the building will still be here then.
Yeah, but if I decide to stay, which, 4% chance, then.
John, what are you putting it at?
That Fred retires?
That Fred's back. That Fred's here at work.
We have to factor
when 2020 starts.
We have to factor in the potential divorce, and then I have to keep working.
Yeah. I could see that. Although, wouldn't you get, alimony from her?
No, we don't get alimony in this state.
Oh, damn. Okay.
No, I would come out of this one better than I have in the past because she's got her own money.
Right.
But I wouldn't.
And no kids.
Right. No kids. There'll be no child support. But. Also got a lot of investments with her that I might not be able to get because they're all in Canada. So I'm not sure how the laws up there work. So I think I probably should just not get divorced. All right. So assume no divorce.
2020. I put it at 55% that you're back.
I'm going to go 70% Fred's back.
Ooh, that's high.
Yeah.
I would say coin flip.
Okay.
Yeah, I would a little less than what John says. I'd say it's 50-50. Everything depends on the success of my other projects, really. Which this is why I wanted the Rockets to get to the finals, but I can also kind of start my summer project list now. My goal is to have a sequel to the novel done and the final novel version of Land of the Living Skies done by the end of summer.
Okay.
So I have two full-length novels finished by end of summer, and I may do an audiobook too. I've been talking about doing media issues and how we've become what we are, and I've got about 60% done with that. So I'm thinking of doing that as an audiobook and having that done this summer. And then, I just got to work on the movie to finalize the financing there. So those are my goals for summer, which I can actually now start. Well, that and, keep the show kicking ass.
Yeah,
that's always number one on the list. But
that's important.
And keeping Sports Map rolling. But I should have a little time here, and I'm going to spend some of my vacation time doing a lot of writing and just looking forward to the next few months. And then before we know it, it's going to be football season again. And
Can't wait.
He says, stop trying to break up the band, Yoko. No, I just feel like I might have one more career left in me before I die.
Probably not.
Maybe not. I may die before I get an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, like John Lennon.
Yeah. Imagine there's no Lennon.
Imagine Fred gets shot outside his apartment.
Yeah. Why would anybody want to shoot me?
Why would anybody want to shoot John Lennon?
That's true. It's funny, the that song Imagine may be one of the greatest songs ever written. And he did that on his own. He wasn't with the Beatles at the time. But I don't know why it popped up and I was listening to it. I was like, God, the lyrics of this are so good. People just listen to it instead of shooting him in the street.
Yeah.
Might actually be kind of cool.
Yep. Yeah, that's a lot of good music got written after the Beatles. I mean, Grant, there was a lot of Beatles, a lot of great Beatles music.
Yeah.
But both John and Paul did some and George, for that matter. I shouldn't leave him out. Did some good things beyond, like Maybe I'm Amazed was after the Beatles.
Yeah.
Like a Band on the Run and Live and Let Die. Like those were after the Beatles. Those are good songs, man.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd Ringo do?
I think Ringo...
not die.
He's alive and kicking, and he's, you know... Yeah, he's Ringo.
I've really come around on Harrison had some very underrated songs.
Dude, he was great. And as far as musicianship, he was the best musician, like with an instrument in that band.
I think I just... got too caught up on got my mind set on you and it's five lyrics.
Yeah.
But you go and when I'd hear there's a lot of Beatles songs I hear now, it's like, oh no, George wrote that. I'm like, really? All right. We're gonna take a quick break. We come back. I have some news for you. It's not breaking news, but it's news. About something really big. We'll tell you what it is when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back, and clearly I've missed some home run action because it's now 1-1 in the top of the second.
I heard an interview of John Lennon talking about this song.
Yeah.
This Let It Be. John Lennon hated this song.
Really?
And like Paul basically like forced it on him. He's like, this is the stupidest song ever. This doesn't fit with our band, with what we're doing. This is stupid.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it is one of my favorite Beatles songs.
It was a big hit.
Yeah.
But John hated it.
Interesting.
I've watched too many Beatles documentaries. And
so Ross tweeted at me. There's the hat.
Is that him, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like a...
He was going for the... for the Norm MacDonald thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was a sarcastic yellow hat.
Yes. Yes.
I thought maybe Ross was just a total douchebag.
No, but when you walk into something like that unbeknownst and you have no idea what's going on, just saying.
Okay. I thought maybe that, like, that's just what Ross was, like a guy who wears a bolo tie and a big yellow hat.
Well, that's what I thought too. So now I wasn't familiar with the reference, but now I know. So. Fred, my in-laws have a bookstore in the 409 that has many authors come for book signings. Would you have any interest? Yeah, absolutely. As soon as the book's out, I'm going to do as many in this area as possible. And then
when is that book coming out?
Well, I've got to check with my agent. It's it'll be by the end of the year for sure. And then at some point next summer, I'm going to have to take a month off to go do a book tour around the country, which will be fun. Hopefully, I can get to some places I haven't been before. So. Some programming notes. We're not here Friday. Do we have replacements for us on Friday, John?
Yeah, the sideline is going to do it.
What is that?
Craig and Jermaine.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then what about Monday and Tuesday?
That's still up in the air.
Okay. Well,
what about Wednesday and Thursday?
I've got that.
I'm going to be gone for a long time.
Yeah, I'm back Wednesday.
I'm leaving. I'm breaking up with this place for a while.
Well, I'm unplugging. I'm going to tell you that while
I am
gone,
too.
But I'm only gone for 4 days. We're headed to San Francisco for that comedy fest. But then I'll be back Wednesday, and your guest host that day will be the Boss and the Gloss.
Yes,
David Gal and Carla will be.
Who's going to lead the show?
I'm going to lead the show. It's still going to be the Blitz.
Okay.
But
it's not going to be the Blitz.
No, it's going to be me being me. And
I think it'll be a toned down version.
No, see,
of you.
Here's the thing: when you're gone, and I have more,
let me see, what am more, I more spotlight on you?
No.
That's not what you're saying. No, you're saying I'm stealing your shine.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying when I have responsible people doing the show with me, uh-huh. I can be less responsible.
Okay,
I have to be the responsible one. Technically, John's a responsible one, but I can, you know. That can be more of a dickweed.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting having those on. And then Thursday will be Jermaine and Holly.
Okay.
We're going to back-to-back threesomes. And then Friday?
Are we going to be known as the new triple threat?
No, because Friday I'm saving the best for Friday. Don't tell David Gow I said that or the others. Jong Lee.
Oh, boy.
And we may be on location, too, which would be really cool because I've been wanting to get Jong out on location for a while. So, there you go. 713-780-ESPN should be interesting. But, yeah. So, hopefully, but yeah, the book thing, man, whenever you're depending on somebody else to make a deal for you, it's always a pain in the ass because you've dealt with agents before.
No.
Didn't you have a radio agent at one
point? No.
I thought you did.
No. I need one.
But
renegotiate.
Yeah, right. I handle all that myself. But as far as books, I mean, I don't know the publishing world, so that's what I have her for. And a lot of interest and a lot of opportunities there. And so I'm just letting her do her job. And as soon as she tells me, okay, we have a deal, I'll go sign it and I'll have a release date.
All right.
But I want to have the next two ready to go. And I think the audiobook will be kind of fun because it's stuff I've talked about on the show before, and there's enough. I just think there's enough interest in what the hell's going on with our media these days that could be okay. And I just kind of think it'd be fun to do as an audiobook.
All right.
832 asks, what are the odds Gangnam Style was played at Jong's wedding? It wasn't when I was there, but I bailed before the dancing.
Yeah, I wasn't. I also.
Did they play Gangnam Style?
No. Not that I recall.
Okay. So.
Hey, before you got time to do some sports real quick?
Yeah, we always have time.
Did you see
sports.
That the ESPN Football Power Index rankings came out?
Texans 16.
Texans 19.
Ooh.
Yeah. Pats 1, Eagles 2. Steelers, Rams, Vikings round out your top five.
Okay.
Saints, Packers, Falcons, Panthers, 49ers, 10. High expectations for those 49ers.
I think they're going to be good, but I don't know about 10.
Yeah, I said I think maybe next year they can be a playoff team, but they just had so little talent when Shano got there. Chargers, Cowboys, Chiefs, Jags, Ravens, Seahawks round out the first half. So okay. Seahawks at 16.
That seems low for the Seahawks to me, too. But
Does 15 seem high for the Ravens?
Yeah, seems kinda. Way high. Buying into that Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Lions 17, Raiders 18, Texans 19, Titans 20. Redskins, Bucks, Broncos, Bears, Bengals are 21 through 25. Giants 26, the Bills 27. That was a playoff team.
Yeah,
last
a lot
year.
Of people think they're going to fall off the map. I don't think so.
I think 27 is
and I'm
going to
tell you, as
low.
Much as I don't like the guy they drafted, I think AJ McCarron is going to be a very
too.
Good quarterback for them. But I could be wrong.
Colts 28. How much?
It's hard to say with the Colts.
I think the Colts are the biggest. They've got the biggest swing.
Yeah,
probability.
They're either. I could see them being 28. I could see them being 5 at the end of the season.
Cardinals 29. Dolphins 30.
I'm going to go too low on the Cardinals, too. I think that team is going to be very good.
Your bottom two, 31, the Cleveland Browns.
They're not 32.
The Jets of New York sit at 32.
And
who knows what the... I mean, those two teams are both horrible.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Can I... Is this the time to do this, John? Listen for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize. An $80 gift certificate to iFly. Includes two flights for one person. iFly makes the dream of flight a reality with indoor skydiving in a safe and fun environment. Find locations and learn more about the flying experience. Yes, we're the show doing the giveaway. We should be the show every day. We're looking for a Noah or Benjamin to call the show. Be the first caller now at 713-780-3776 to win the $80 gift card to iFly, Noah or Benjamin. Pretty Old Testament.
Yeah,
today, isn't
it?
That's
going old school.
Yeah, so the first person named Noah or Benjamin who calls. Yeah. So do you have a Hey Man bleep that for the next segment? Because,
oh.
Yeah, that's today. Or did you do a dumbass report?
I did a dumbass report.
Well, we'll do a dumbass report.
Well, I there's only one story in the dumbass report I care about. So we can do that. That can be my Hey Man bleep that, because I suck at this game anyway. So
I was just going to bitch about something that I bitched about before. It just happened to me again this morning, so...
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I love hearing you bitch.
I'd rather hear the dumbass report.
We'll
do a dumbass report. Mine was just going to be, you know, I did this whole thing on how cars should treat bikes and bikes should treat cars and bikes should treat pedestrians, right?
Oh, I don't want to hear you talking about bikes again.
Well, no, I was walking my dog this morning on the sidewalk and, yeah, I'm not looking to see if there's a freaking bike coming at me at 25 miles an hour, especially on Polk. There's two bike lanes. And I look up, and a guy damn near runs me over. He's just flying. It's still dark because I'm out there like 5:45. And I'm like, what the hell, dude? You've got two bike lanes, nobody on the street. What are you doing on the bleeping sidewalk? Going the wrong direction, I might add.
Is there a wrong direction on the sidewalk?
Well, he's going the wrong direction because he's on the wrong side of the road.
Okay.
He's on the left side of the road going the way he would be on the other side of the road.
Okay.
So I know it's just a dude trying to get to work, but hey, man, I'm not looking for you. I'm walking my damn dog looking to pick up poop, not looking up to say, oh, there's a damn bicycle. Woo. Jamie asks, can you hire someone to write a book? You just tell them what it's about and give some input. Yeah, there's a lot of, I can't tell you who, but I've ghostwritten for a couple people before for their novels.
And, Michael Crichton.
Not him.
No.
Roseanne Barr.
I would do that for Roseanne for the right money.
John Grisham.
No, it's nobody that you'd ever
Stephen
guess.
King.
No. I have
J.K. Rowling.
See, you can just keep throwing names out there, and it's not any of those people.
George R.R.R. Martin.
That's his idiot brother. No.
Right. No, not him. Okay.
No, but it's you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement, but you write...
Oh, who cares? Stormy Daniels doesn't believe in that.
But they pay you to write the book for them. They kind of give you the broad strokes, and then...
Wait, did you write for Trump?
No, I did not write for Trump. Why is that? What does that have to do with Stormy Daniels' broad strokes? I don't know. Lamont asks, are all your Chronicle articles the property of the Chronicle? Which is a shame because I had some really good feature stories back then. But that's nothing I can do about that. Also, what's the best approach if you want to publish all your writings? Book or journal? Book. All right. We only have one segment left. We're going to do the dumbass report. And you know, the guy who almost ran me over was a dumbass.
Yeah, he's in the story.
Oh, good.
He's in the dumbass report.
Gary Setter, tomorrow's contest names Ezekiel and Jedediah. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
That.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Guys, there are a lot of energy providers out there. There's always a different offer. Free weekends, free days, $600 bonuses. The list goes on and on and on and on. And you may have fallen for one of these offers. And then months later, find out, oh, man, I'm paying a lot higher rate than I was signed up for. There's some additional fees on my bill. Triangle keeps it simple. The rate you see, it's the rate you'll pay. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Call 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriangleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis at 7. Soccer matters more than Chong's wedding, apparently. Couple things real quickly. We have a winner. Congratulations. Texted us to let us know that... He had won. Brett wanted to know, Benjamin is my Jewish name. It's just not on my birth certificate. Does that count?
It's on your driver's license?
I would allow that, because, but you know why I'm a bad father? I don't know either of my kids' Jewish names. I don't remember them. So I'm a bad father. The story I had teased and didn't get to that was news, but not really news. Remember that Malaysian Airways Flight 370?
The one that got lost forever?
The one that they never found?
Yeah.
Well, they just had another search, and guess what?
Still lost?
They never found it. Texas-based ocean...
Got eaten by a shark.
Lots of sharks, I'm thinking.
Wow. Or one really big one.
Ooh, or it could have been one of those... it could have been like the Loch Ness Monster ate it.
Or an alien craft could have come and picked it up and taken it back research.
Well, I think they probably did that midair. That's why it disappeared. But Texas-based Ocean Infinity finished the hunt after two extensions of original 90-day time limit. If they had found it, they would have made $70 million.
Damn, that's a good deal.
Yeah, but they found nothing, and there's still been nothing found. So
since they didn't find it, do they get $0?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Or do they at least pay for their fuel costs?
Yeah, it doesn't. I'm sure they get paid something, but there's a bonus for finding it, which gotcha. They did not. So the missing airliner is still missing. That's your news. All right, let's do the dumbass report.
Dumbasses who thought they could find the missing plane.
Exactly.
If you could find it, it wouldn't be missing. Leon Perryman, you know him. 25, lives in Miami Beach, Florida?
No, I do not.
It says in the story he knows you. At least that's what he told police. He faces a number of charges, including grand theft auto and aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer.
Ooh.
According to the arrest report, a detective was working a traffic detail and parked his police car in the median to prevent illegal left turns. The emergency lights were left on and police insignias were displayed on the bumper. While the detective directed traffic, Perryman decided to get into the vehicle, make a U-turn, and drive north. The detective caught up with the car, opened the door, and gave verbal commands for Perryman to stop, but he did not. The detective was forced to let go as Perryman sped up, and with the emergency lights still flashing, he drove recklessly, turning onto 17th Street and forcing pedestrians to jump onto sidewalks, one of your pet peeves.
Right.
Cars on sidewalks, you hate that.
Yeah, I hate cars on sidewalks more than I hate bicycles on sidewalks.
Perryman abruptly hit the brakes, causing the detective's car to slam into the back of the stolen police car. After the collision, he then drove off at a high rate of speed, but eventually lost control of the vehicle and crashed into several parked cars. Police said he was treated at Ryder Trauma Center and later taken into custody. Perryman is being held at Miami-Dade's Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center on at least $20,000 bond. Not wise, guys. This is an interesting one. I don't care what side you fall on as far as deportation goes of immigrants.
I think we should deport all Canadians.
Here's what you shouldn't do. This is one of those things. There shouldn't be vigilante deportation, like where you decide who's going to be deported take it into your own hands.
That's a negative, yeah.
Alaska flight training student has come forward to say he was confronted in his home by the program's manager and told he'd be sent home to China immediately over what he says was a small infraction of rules. Zhang Zun Yi shared his experience after the case of Tiansha Shi, the 21-year-old man Reading police say was the victim of an attempted kidnapping by two employees of the school, came public. Yi said the school grounded him about 3 weeks ago. He said he believes it was because he allowed a friend he made in Reading into his home to use the restroom.
Yeah, don't do that.
They basically, recordings were caught of these two, the Jonathan McConkey, who's the guy in charge there, and Kelsey Hoser, maybe Hoser. A Canadian.
Oh, geez. No way.
They had a recording where they were discussing kidnapping and conspiracy to deport him on their own. That's not good. They're now both in jail. And this is a... Let this be a lesson to you. By the way, don't, like... I don't believe in, like, playing with sharks. I think it's dumb when people go fishing for sharks. I don't like that.
Well, you've never been shark fishing?
No! What am I, an idiot?
Well, you get them up the side of the boat, and you get to use your gun and shoot them in the head.
Nope, pass.
Yeah. But see, I think you would like that, because you get to fish and you get to shoot your gun.
Well, this guy, who's 52 years old...
You don't play with him, though. You don't mess around with him.
Well, you just shoot him. Was not on a boat, and okay. He caught this fish, a lemon shark.
Mm. And sounds delightful.
Yep. And he decided to catch and release while he was in really shallow water.
Okay.
What do you think the shark did?
I think the shark retaliated.
Yeah, the shark said, dude, I don't like you catching me. I'm coming back and biting you.
Yeah, you messed up my mouth with that hook. I'm going to get you.
Now I'm going to mess up your foot.
Nice. Go shark.
Shark wins this battle.
I am team shark in that one.
That's this week's Dumbass Report, Fred.
All right.
On a special Tuesday edition.
Okay. Well, guess what? It's going to wrap it up. This is our Wednesday. Tomorrow will be our Thursday. Yeah. Want to thank Jong Lee, the newly married Jong Lee. He did a great job today. Surprised he's here. I want to thank AJ Hoffman, who also did a great job. You know, I wasn't bad today either. I could get used to these 3-day weeks. This isn't a bad idea. All right, till tomorrow. Stay sporty, bitches.